Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
TFA fam, welcome back. And today we're going to be discussing our top 36 wide receivers for week two. So let's just go ahead and get right into it. Leading things off, no surprise, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase at three, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Stephon Diggs, A.J. Brown, Calvin Ridley, Jalen Waddle, Keenan Allen, Chris Olave, Devontae Smith, and DK Metcalf. Cody, hit us with some of your wide receiver ones this week.
Yeah, man, first off, I just want to start off with Ja'Marr Chase and just saying, like, don't hit the panic button. Like, we talked about this last week, Kev. You brought it up first, expecting Joe Burrow to come out a little rusty. He struggled mightily last year against the Browns. Now, obviously, we didn't see it going this bad, but he will bounce back. Chase also averages 115 yards per game against the Ravens in his career, and the Ravens are likely to be without Marlon Humphrey again and Marcus Williams at safety. So expect Chase to have a strong outing here in week two. Then just throw in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Obviously, Tyreek Hill went absolutely off against the Chargers in week one, but now they're going to get a matchup against a New England Patriots defense that just limited Jalen Hurts to 170 passing yards. But in Tyreek Hill's two games against the pass last year, he went for 8 for 94 earlier in the year, and then in the last game, he went 4 for 55. But that was with Teddy Bridgewater and Skylar Thompson at quarterback. Hill certainly isn't going to repeat his stat line from what he did last week, but I'm also not bumping him down because of what this defense did to the Eagles. So I'm firing up Hill and Waddle where I have them with confidence. Calvin Ridley, man, got to talk about him. We were high on him, but apparently we weren't high enough on Calvin Ridley. He came into week one, looked like the Ridley that we were used to seeing, that we were hoping to see. Went 8 for 101 on 11 targets. This dude is absolutely locked in as the unquestioned one there. Unlike last year where it was like it would be Christian Kirk some weeks and other weeks it would be Zay Jones and you'd have an Evan Engram week here and there. There's no doubt about it. Calvin Ridley is the dude. Now they're going up against the Chiefs in week two with a 51-point total. I'm expecting another big game here from Ridley. Keenan Allen looks to be locked in as the number one target for Justin Herbert yet again. He saw 9 targets this last game when no other Chargers saw more than 5. It wasn't a huge fantasy day for him. He was okay in PPR leagues. He gave you like a 13-point game. But now they'll be going up against the Titans in week two. Just gave up over 300 yards to Derek Carr in his first appearance for the Saints. So love Keenan Allen this week. And then he didn't make the cut for us in terms of wide receiver one. He was right on the fringe. I think, Kev, you have him at 13. I think I saw in your rankings. I have him at 12. But that's CeeDee Lamb. I think people are going to see this matchup against the Jets. They're going to be hesitant, a little worried to start him, thinking that he's going to see a ton of Sauce Gardner. But Lamb played 70% of his snaps last week from the slot. So if he's going to be running that type of split between slot and outside, he's going to be fine. Maybe don't expect him to have a huge game, but you're going to be able to start him with confidence and he'll be completely fine in your lineups for week two.
Yeah, and I just want to say DK Metcalf is somebody that I wanted to hit on. They get a matchup against the Detroit Lions this week. And I think this game could go well over the total again. It's already above 50. We remember this game last year where it went 48 to 45, just went absolutely nuclear. So I do like this matchup as a bounce back spot for the Seattle Seahawks this week on the road in Detroit. So I do like DK Metcalf quite a bit. I have him as a wide receiver one this week. So let's go ahead and jump over to our wide receiver twos. And that start off with Devontae Adams, CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, Brandon Ayuk, Amari Cooper, Mike Williams, Tyler Lockett, DJ Moore, Garrett Wilson. Now, obviously, Garrett Wilson is there because of the Aaron Rodgers injury. Now you're looking at Zach Wilson as a starting quarterback there. So that does downgrade him some against a really, really good Dallas Cowboys on the road. And then DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Pittman, and the electrifying Zay Flowers. So, Cody, hit us with those wide receiver twos.
Yes, kicking off with Brandon Ayuk, who had himself an absolute day against the Steelers last week, caught all eight of his targets for 129 yards and two scores. Now gets a matchup against the Rams in week two. Don't let what LA did last week against the Seahawks fool you. This is still a dreadful secondary. It was just a bad game for the Seahawks. And if Brock Purdy is going to be dialed in as he was last week, Ayuk and Debo both are in for big games. You know, talked about the spot that Keenan Allen was in. That also applies to Mike Williams, who has wide receiver one upside, although he's going to be ranked as like a mid to back end wide receiver two in most rankings. He'll be going up against a secondary that just gave up over 200 yards between Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed. What those receivers have in common is they're downfield threats. That's obviously the role that Mike Williams plays as well. So I think he's going to have a much easier time here against the Titans secondary than going up against Vic Fangio, who tends to play a lot of too high and kind of just let all the play stay in front of them. So I think Mike Williams is in for a big day. And then the last guy to mention here is Zay Flowers. Called him electric. We told you he was going to be the wide receiver one going into the season, and we did not have to wait long for that to come to fruition. Now, obviously, Zay Flowers seeing 10 targets was helped out by the fact that Mark Andrews wasn't there, but it's not like when Mark Andrews comes back that all of a sudden Zay Flowers is going to go to seeing like 3 or 4 targets per game. He's still going to be the number one target among the wide receivers. Rashad Bateman, I think, played less than 40% of the snaps. Odell Beckham had 3 targets. So Zay Flowers is the guy. He's clearly the most dynamic receiver they have. Going forward, he's going to be in that wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3 range all year long for us.
All right, and really quickly, I just want to hit on DeAndre Hopkins, though. He did see a lot of targets, but he is very much in the Rondell Moore category in terms of average depth of targets. I think his A-dot was like 4.5, something ridiculous. Ryan Tannehill looked terrible, but if he's going to continue to see a strong target share like this, then I think he's definitely going to be in play. And so, you know, we just saw that obviously there's a big difference between the two offenses, but we did see, you know, the Chargers really struggle to stop wide receivers last week. And so I do think DeAndre Hopkins is at least playable against the Chargers. But, oh, man, that passing offense looks so, so bad right now. I mean, really, Ryan Tannehill looks so bad. But we'll see if he can bounce back. So let's move over to the wide receiver threes. And that starts off with Christian Watson, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Debo Samuel, Christian Kirk, George Pickens, Cortland Sutton, Puka Nacua. Love to see it. Yeah. Jahan Dotson, Terry McLaurin, Michael Thomas, and Jerry Jeudy. Now, Jerry Jeudy, we're going to have to monitor to see if he actually plays this week. He was questionable heading into last week, but this week it does sound like there's a better shot of him playing this week. So, Cody, hit us with those wide receiver threes.
Yeah, man, you said it. We can't start this section off without talking about Puka Nacua. We had some high hopes for him, but whatever, you know, hopes we had, he blew those expectations out of the water. The dude basically got the Cooper Kupp treatment, right? Like, it was like if you just took Cooper Kupp out, you inserted Puka Nacua, that's what you got. This dude had 15 targets for an almost 40% target share in week one. We obviously shouldn't expect him to register 10 catches and 100 yards for the next few weeks while Kupp is out. But if you're in a deep league especially, you can feel pretty damn good about starting him. He's obviously going to be a really hot name on the waiver wire this week and for good reason. So Puka is going to come in here as a wide receiver 3 for us. And if week one is any indication, Michael Pittman is going to be a fantastic value pick for those who drafted him. Posted a near 30% target share, accounted for 43% of the receiving yards from rookie quarterback Anthony Richardson. We knew Pittman was going to be the guy, but now you're definitely feeling a lot better after Richardson's debut. Obviously, game script kind of dictated the fact that he dropped back as many times as he did. But the fact that he did and Pittman saw the target share that he did, you have to love that. And then Christian Kirk, just to kind of like end this a little bit on more of a sour or a sad note, He's not going to be locked into your lineups this year, as it appears he's only going to be on the field for three wide receiver sets. That was actually something that came out in kind of like their preseason usage, and that is definitely what we saw in this first week as well. He only saw three targets this past week, and that's because he only played 60% of the snaps because, like I said, he's just not making it on the field in two wide receiver sets. He's almost exclusively a three wide receiver set kind of guy. Now, what I will say is they will be playing the Chiefs this week. That could lead to them playing from behind. If that does, that could lead to more three wide receiver sets. But unfortunately, this is kind of the situation that you're looking at with Christian Kirk going forward. If you can't really predict that they might be dropping back to pass a little more often, he's probably going to be riding your bench unless there's an injury to Zay Jones or Calvin Ridley. Unfortunate, but that's just kind of how the cookie crumbles here. And then to wrap it up, just some guys outside the top 36 who might be interesting for this week. Going to kick it off with Allen Robinson, Penn State great. Allen Robinson, Deontay Johnson should be out this week. He was ruled out pretty quickly once he sustained that hamstring injury. George Pickens should see a decent amount of Denzel Ward in this one. If A-Rob is going to stay in the slot where he saw 45 of his 56 snaps last week, that's going to make life a lot easier on him. And he did end up leading the Steelers in targets and yards. Nico Collins saw 11 targets last week. Now he's going to get a much easier matchup against the Colts. Rookie Josh Downs only had three catches for the Colts last week, but he did see seven targets. So if Anthony Richardson can start, you know, getting a little bit of a better connection with him where he's going to be deployed in this offense, he could end up being someone that we are interested in going forward, but he's definitely a name to pay attention to now. And then Kendrick Bourne saw 11 targets last week. Could be another volume type play going up against Miami at home in week two.
Yeah, I'll just add on to some of this. I think that one thing we're going to have to monitor this week is going to be Travis Kelce and his health. Obviously, we're not talking about tight ends, but that's going to play a role in, you know, the Chiefs wide receivers. Obviously, the Chiefs wide receivers were at the stone cold worst last week. Like, all of them were god-awful. The one bright spot was Rashee Rice. I do think that there is a shot that we see more of him. We kind of talked about it, especially if Travis Kelce misses. And then I am right now 50-50 at best if Travis Kelce plays this week. I just don't expect them to push a almost 34-year-old Travis Kelce to play when they don't really probably feel the need to. And so I do think Rashee Rice actually could be the guy here. Now, I'm not going to completely bury Sky Moore. I think they do try to get him more into the game plan. I think what ended up happening was is this happened so quickly. They already had the offense installed. You're not going to be able to change a whole lot in a day or two when this injury happened to Travis Kelce. I do think now you're going to see a little bit different game plan. They're going to utilize these guys a little bit differently. So I do think Sky Moore and Rashee Rice. Now, you're probably not starting Rashee Rice, but he's somebody that I definitely, if he's available, I would want to add. And then Sky Moore, I think, could actually bounce back. And everybody's buried him, left him for dead. And then Rashid Shaheed, I also think, is kind of an interesting guy if you want to look to play him. Yeah. He got a lot of targets last week. Now, it's going to be game script dependent with him, but I do think that he is an option that you could be looking at playing. That being said, be sure to hit that like and subscribe button for future content. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.